joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in top fuel, Brittany Force, with a 3.776 at 324.44 miles per hour. Obviously, in these conditions, you don't know how many runs you're going to get, so how important was it for you to get such a great run in that first pass?
You know, that was very important for our team. With the rain, you don't, like you said, you don't know what you're going to get. We don't know how many laps we're going to get going into race day. So, you know, each run we pull up there, we make the best that we can. But the conditions were great. It was cool. I had a feeling we'd go straight down there, and, you know, I was surprised that we put a 77 on the board. That was pretty cool, and that we stayed there in the number one spot. We still had some tough competitors behind us. I didn't know if they'd bump us down, but we stayed up in that with that 77, and I think the next one behind us was a 79, so we're very happy with that run.
And how big of an adjustment is it coming off two very hot racetracks coming into this today?
It is an adjustment. It's mostly for a big adjustment for my crew chiefs and the team. They're the ones that, you know, get these things set up before we head down the racetrack, but we're happy with that.
You saw Courtney go low in front of you.
Yeah, I was back in the staging lanes, and I heard she went right to the top. And it's pretty exciting to, you know, share number one with her. And we're hoping to hang that in there all weekend, but really go for a win. That's one thing we both would love to do, would be to double up, especially with with Advanced Auto Parts this weekend. And, you know, to have matching cars and be able to do that in the winner's circle would be pretty awesome.
How well does this make you feel confidence-wise for the rest of the weekend?
It definitely helps, you know. We don't know how many runs we're going to get. That was a stout run, and I think it's going to be pretty cool all weekend long. So, you know, that sets us up for the rest of the weekend, and, you know, we'll just keep pulling for more.
Joseph, with your SB nomination and everything else, what are your plans, and are you excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited. And really, it just, you know, tops off everything our team accomplished last year. You know, wrapping everything up in Pomona, bringing home that championship, and you know, it put us in that spot for best driver in ESPY. But more important, really what it is being on this list of other great drivers, being recognized next to so many other big names, not just in NHRA drag racing, but in all of motorsports. My dad, Tony Stewart, Jimmy Johnson, there's tons of them. And just to be recognized alongside them, that's pretty huge. It's something I'm proud of.
Are you feeling even more confident this year than you felt last year?
You don't ever want to get too confident. That's right. Something my dad taught me. The second you get too confident, it's taken away from you. So you definitely want to have that boost of confidence, but you don't want it to take you too far to where you get in trouble with it. But, you know, a great run like that, I think it motivates the whole team. It pushes us to, you know, makes us realize what we're fighting for, what we really want, and it's a win at the end of the weekend.
No, it's only one run on the track, but with the new surface, did you notice anything about the track?
I noticed it pulled me towards that center line a little bit, and I saw, you know, did the same thing that I think it was Salinas or somebody out in right in front of me making a run. He was moving around a little bit, so I kept that in the back of my mind, but I was able to pull it back in the center of the groove and hang in there till that 1,000 foot. So just you keep that in mind, you know, the next time you go down that lane.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
So when does the social media push?